So the topic for today is Hekshar Kalim. It's a very big topic. I want to discuss some aspects of Hekshar Kalim. The Mishnah and the Braisa in Vodazardach, in Hayom Beis, speak about the various ways of Hekshar Kalim. The Braisa says, Tan Rabban El Keach, Kli Tashmisha, Min Avdi Chavim. You buy a Kli from a guy, Kli Achila. So the first thing the Braisa tells us, there's the concept of Tilas Kalim, which we're familiar with. Tavishli, Shavish, Vim, Tovlin, Vim, Tari. Then the Bryce tells us the three different types of hechsher. Tvarim shnishtavish v'hem aydei tzonein, kem kotos v'katnonios v'tzolachios. You have a cup that was used only with cold liquids. Metichan u'metfilan v'hein tohorein. You do hadacha. The hechsher aspect is the hadacha. You have to make sure there's no be'en stuck to the kli. Tvarim shnishtavish v'hem aydei chamin, if you used it with hot liquids, kegon hayoros v'akom Kmuson, Vumcham, Chamin. You have a kli, a pot that you use with liquids. You made soup, and the soup had, you know, tarvis in it. So Magilan, then you do a gala. Umatzmilan, Vaintari. The third category, Tarvishi Sharshmil, they are or Kigan Shpudim, Vachsos, Malabdan, Umatzmilan, Vaintari. So if you have a spit, you have a grill, that was used on fire, you have to be Malabin it. So you have three types of hechsher. There's essentially washing, which is just for things that were used sonade, to make sure there's no be'en, first category. Second category is hagala v'roschin. And the third category is libun. Libun is, you know, al yedei ur, it was nivla de ur, you have to be malabin al yedei ur. Now, the makor for this halacha is found in the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Ramir Aleph Halacha, pasuk Chav Gimel. But the pasuk tells us, Kol davar sheyavu be'esh taviru be'esh v'taher, ach me'niya yischata, v'kol davar sheyavu be'esh taviru mayim. This big focus, I'm afraid of how to understand this pasuk. The pasuk of the pasuk seems to be referring to libun, Kol davar sheyavu be'esh taviru be'esh v'taher. And then the pasuk says, so you could learn the pasuk as referring to A, libun, taviru be'esh, and then B, hagala, called actually lo yavo be'esh taviru mayin, and then D, that's how Chazal. That's actually not like I don't think any of us should understand it that way. The Ramban sees his pasuk as referring to all three types of hechsher. He thinks that the first phrase, davar asher yavo be'esh taviru be'esh, refers to both libun as well as hagala. And the Rashi, quoting Chazal, assumes this way as well. I'll use the Rashi there, Rashi on the pasuk, taviru be'esh kederach tashmisho hagalaso. Yesh tashmisho adei chamin, yegilenu b'chamin, yesh mishmishiro adei tzli, kigon hashpud, v'achschala yelivenu b'or. So Rashi, quoting Chazal, is telling us that the first part of the pasuk, called the Sheyavah Be'esh, refers not to things that come through fire, but things that are used with fire, either with fire alone or with fire and liquids. So the way Rashi and the Ramban, based on Chazal, understand the pasuk is the first part of the pasuk, called the Sheyavah Be'esh, Taviru Be'esh, is referring both to Tzli, right, to libun, as well as to hagala. Now, the second part of the pasuk for Rashi and Chazal is referring to hechsher, it's tefilat kelim, not to hechsher at all. But the Ramban says on derech pshat that the pasuk is referring to all three types of hechsher. The first part of Rashi Yevob Eish Avir Beish refers to both libun and hagala, and the last part is referring to this third concept of shifshuf, of washing off a kli that was used with tzoni.
Does that relate to, does the Ramban hold
that
Hagala and that
Tfilas
Kalim is actually only
a... Yeah, the Ramban says, therefore, that Tfilas Kalim might only be Drabanan. The Pasuk of the Pasuk is talking about a third type of Hekshar of Shifshuf.
The Din of Shifshuf, is that a Din? You have a completely clean
Kli? So, it's interesting, there's a parallel to this in Tfilas Adam, that there's a Din of Chi of Iyun. A woman knows she has no chasitas, but there's a din of iyun. So she has to be ayin in her guf. Midrabanan, there's chafifa, tachanif ezra, so she has to actually, start scrubbing and looking. But midraisa, there seems to be a din of iyun. So I thought that maybe there would be a parallel here, that there's a chibi achid. Even if you know it's clean, you have to look at it, you have to you know, at least look at it, maybe even scrub it, you know. But that would be a chiv in on his right level. When there's some rise for this, that midrash, you have to be choshesh that there's isra there, so you have a chiv to look for.
We discussed the morning thing, maybe parallel to the punch, Mariko Shtifa.
Right.
I think the Ramban says Mariko Shtifa is not hot and cold. I think he is just like scrubbing in cold water.
So that would be parallel, Mariko Shtifa Kachin.
That would make it seem even if it's completely clean.
Right. Yeah, so maybe it's a similar thing here too. So again, the pasuk might be referring to all three. That's what the Ramban understands. According to Chazal, the pasuk is referring to libun and hagala, and there's no mention of this third category of shifshuf. Maybe showing that it's not so critical the way you're saying. Maybe it's practical. Some understand the pasuk is referring only to libun. I think that's the pasuk says only libun, and then it's the second part of the pasuk referring to tefillah. So then you only have a mention of libun. There's no mention of hagala whatsoever. And then hagala would probably be a din of kibbolah kachpolto, maybe a svara. There's a strange chassam sofer in the Shuvas in Simin Kuvav in Yerdei who thinks that the pasuk is only referring to hagala. Called davar sheyavav eish shavir beish refers only to hagala, and libun isn't mentioned in the pasuk. Libun is learned from a different source. Again, maybe that's a svara, but that's a chodesh understanding. Fine. So we have a din of Hekshar Kalim, din Doraisa, and that includes two or three categories. So let's just analyze Hagala. We'll begin with Hagala. Why do you do Hagala? Or not Hagala, not necessarily Hagala. Why do you do Hagala? Why do you do Hekshar? Why do you leave when I do Hagala? So the passion is take out of the time out of the Kalim, right? It's Svar Pshuta, there's time in the Kalim, you have to take out the time from the Kalim. And Moshe Rabbeinu has an interesting word, the Torah, Darash Moshe, he says that the Pasuk refers to this concept of Hekshar as a Chok, so Chukas HaTorah. And it's also the same Lashon used in reference to the pragmatic mitzvah Chok that we don't understand, the Paraduma. And he says that the point is that even mitzvahs that we do understand, like Hekshar, we do them because Hashem said. Okay, so he's assuming that Hekshar is something that we understand. But, as we know, there's a famous Ramban quoted in the Ra'ah, the Vedic Abayis, page 21, Dalet Aleph, where he writes that Hagala, Laman Amar, Tam Ki Iker, is Labdaraisa, is a Maila. We don't care about the Tam. I read, Lashon, the Efshem Yishu Mailahu, the Kemesh Nivla Haklim, Iser Avish Achshav, Kishapolek, Ein Kan Ela Tam, Lo Yivatel Verov, So if there's some plata, even if Tav Kikar is not Aser Midaraisa, it's going to Aser. And he compares it to Tefillah Tkelem, Dumin to Tefillah, the Istrich Kra, Tefillah, the Kelem Chadashim, the Summa Tefillah, the Raisa, Mishum Maila. Just like that's a Maila, this is also a Maila. And he says, Ava Visha Makosar Tefillah, Allah Mishaminan, Ava Visha, but the Ava the Aser. So if it's just a Maila, how come it Asers? So he says, well, no, but by tefillah doesn't answer because it's royal tefillah, kol royal tefillah in tefillah makevespo, right? Just like kol royal bila in bila makevespo. But here, since you can't be, right? He says, the efter shalachila kakosav behen afilu bekelim shalanu, shalasar kain, the efter afilu bekelim shalanu. Avad behu rachman of milo the kelim kemin shenivlu beisir shuv ein chazin ateir el behakshir. So then, that if you use them, the food is aser. Zuz shitas mori rabbeinu Moshe. So the Ra'ah quotes b'shem Ramban that the reason we're told with kelim is not because of the tam, because the tam after all is an aser. Tam ikar is not isis araisa. The whole reason we did tefillah as kelim, kachshir kelim rather is for this milo.
It seems funny, like the shitas you could have given you your answer.
We're trying to bring a parallel of Tefillas Kalim. Again, the Ramban is Shita, but Tefillas Kalim is a little unclear because he seems to have 2 days. Al Tori says maybe it's Rabbanan in Al Shas and Avodah Zarah, he seems to have 2 days on this issue. Maybe he wants to play it safe. But okay. And there's a Meach Kayadua in Perek Tes, Lach Tes, Lach Tes, Surahs. Also explains that Lamanda Amar Tamki Iker is not Aser, there's still an Iser to use a Kli, because Ein Vatan Israel Chathila. He thinks that's the Dindar Isa. Ein Vatan Israel Chathila. And by using a Kli, he has power. Even though it's not an Aser, you're being Vatan Israel Chathila. What's interesting, aside, is that the Ramban writes clearly that if you use the Kli with Hechsher, it's Aser. Because it was Maila. As opposed to Tefillah. But the Oros HaMelech writes, no, if you use it, Ein Echanami, Tam is Lavke Iker, Midar Isa. So if you use the Kli, the food is kosher. And the Prima Gadim writes the Halacha, and in Yerdeh Tzadi Gimel, the Sisei Das Gimel, the Prima Gadim writes that, Ein Echanami, if you would use it, so Din Dereisa, we have the concept of the Chathil Dereisa. So the Mitzvah of Chathil Dereisa is Hechsher. But if you didn't do Hechsher, Tam is Lavke Iker, so Taka the food is kosher. Prima Gadim passes that way, yeah. Oros HaMelech calls this way. So I want to discuss this in Achmidus, this question. Why do you do Hechsher? Again, the simple understanding, Rov Rubim Shal Rishonim, is to assume that we do Hechsher because we have to get rid of the time Yisr Shiva. And the Raman says, in the Man Omer, Tam Lav Ki Iker, so we do Hechsher as a Maila. Right? The way the Oros HaMelech is presented usually as a Matir. There's an Yisr to use the Kli, it's a Matir, Hechsher is a Matir to use the Kli. First Achmidus, is Hechsher Kelim counted in the Minyan of Mitzvah? So most Rishonim do not count Hechsher Kelim in Minyan Mitzvahs. The exception to this is the Smak in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadiches, who counts a mitzvah L'Hagil Kelim D'Chsiv Kol Asher Yavo Be'esh Ta'aviru Be'esh. It's a mitzvah L'Hagil Kelim. So we can be told of this question of whether or not Hechsher Kelim fits in Minyan Mitzvahs on our Chakira. Namely, if the point of Hechsher is to get rid of the Blios, so what do you mean? Chazer is in the Minyan Mitzvahs, and an Avela is in the Minyan Mitzvahs. You don't need another mitzvah, it's all part of the same Isser of whatever Bli is in there. Whereas, if you learn like the Ramban, that's quoted by the Ra'ad, that there's a Maila, he compares it to Tzvilas Kalim. So then it makes sense, it should be a mitzvah, right? Now it's interesting, the Ramban himself doesn't count it. So, the Ramban has a Minyan Mitzvahs as well, he has a Sagas in the Ram, he doesn't count this as a mitzvah. So, I'm not sure how to square that, but... I think Bisfara, it would make sense to say that if you count in a minyan mitzvah, it's independent mitzvah.
Even the Ramban would agree it's still based on that.
Right, so maybe in terms of how he was cheshbon minyan mitzvah, since it's based on the fact that Israel was once there, even though the Talmud of Geiger, so it's two times of Geiger, but still, there's a chiyuv as a mila. So maybe for minyan mitzvah, he wouldn't count it 100%. Minyan mitzvah is a tricky issue. Often something could be a mitzvah, but for a technical reason, it'll be incorporated in another mitzvah, like the Neil suggested. Another nafkamina number two. Do you say a bracha when you do Hechsher Kelim? So, it seems pretty clear that there's no bracha. The question is, why not? So, the Isra Hezer Aruch in Simin Nun Ches, Oth Kuf Dalet writes, U'mashim Mevarchim al Tfilah V'lo al Hagalah. How can we say a bracha when we do Tfilah's Kelim? We don't say a bracha when we do Hagalah's Kelim. Hainu Bashim Tshat Tfilah hi mitzvah esay. V'Hagalah mitzvah lo sa'asay. Shalo lech on the velos. V'havi ken nikur v'hagid. Says the Isser of Heter Aruch that the whole point of Hagalah is to get rid of the Isser. So you don't say a bracha when you get rid of the Chalev, and you don't say a bracha when you get rid of the Gidanasha. So you're just getting rid of the Isser. So it's clear that the Isser of Heter Aruch understood that the mitzvah, or the concept of Hagalah's Chalev, is just a way of ridding ourselves from the Isser Abaluah, the Daphne Akli. But the Rabbeinu Manoach and the Rambam in the Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Perek Halacha Chafav, gives a different answer to this question. Vim Tomar asks Rabbeinu Manoach, Amayla Mavarchin al Mitzvah Hagala, Ki Hechin Mavarchin al Shar Mili de Pischa, just like we say the brachas in other areas in Hilchos Pesach or in Kol Torah Kula, why don't we say a bracha on Hagala? Vim Yishlom Rishum Taha Efshar Bekelim Chadashim, Uvulo Hagala Sagia. You never have to do Hagala, you can always just purchase a new Kli. You don't need to get Pesach Kelim, you don't need to get Kosher Kelim, just buy an unused Kli. Why are you buying a used Kli, from a guy? So this cloud that Rabbeinu Manoach seems to be hinting at is that sometimes a mitzvah that you can obviate isn't really a mitzvah that would generate a bracha, something that you can avoid. Efshar Mechila, certainly there's a Chubas Rashba, Chelek Aleph Simin Yudches, it speaks about many Kli, when we say brachas, one of the Kli he has is things that you can avoid, we don't say a bracha. Based on the Gemara in Ksubas Nafnem, the woman doesn't want to get married, right? There's a chiyuv for the ma'anis to marry the woman. If she doesn't want, so there's no mitzvah. So therefore, we can't be doche any lavin. We can't say yes, doche losa say in that case, because she can mevatel the mitzvah. So, same idea here. Again, these aren't so important, but the bottom line is the Rabbeinu Manoach says the reason there's no bracha is because we can avoid the whole concept of Hagalah. So the Chori can be told on Achakira. The Isser Hadar Oach clearly says the whole point of Hakshar is to get rid of the Isser, and therefore there's nothing to talk about, there's no bracha. Whereas for Rabbeinu Noach, it sounds like fundamentally you could have had a bracha on this mitzvah of Hagala. He said, since that technically we can get out of it, so we're not going to say a bracha. But this would fit well with the Ramban's understanding that the Maila is only a Tfilas Kalin that could potentially generate a bracha. Third Nafkamina. Rov Tashmishra. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah in Hayom Veis, after Magil or Machshir, based on its Tashmish, the Dvarim, Shishamshu, or you need Ur. Chamin, you need Hagal. And as we know, there's a Chokos HaRishonim, what the din is by some a kli that has a Miyot Tashmish and a Rov Tashmish. You usually use it by Chamin, sometimes you use it by Eish. So the Shilta and Shilta Kuflam and Dain assume, so you have to be Machshir based on the highest level of Hakshir. So if you sometimes use it by Tzli, you'll have to be Machshir Al Dei Livu. But the Rashban at Shuva, Chelek Aleph, Simen Shin, Ayin Veiz, assumes that Miyot Tashmisho is not, you don't have to be Choshish for Miyot Tashmisho, you can Machshir based on Rov Tashmisho. So if you have the Rashban at Shuva, Aleph, Shin, Ayin Veiz. So if you have a Kli that you sometimes use with hot water, and you usually use with hot water, and occasionally you use with, you know, fire, you can just do Hagala. And the Ran in Pesachim, as you know, that Chesem and Aleph in the Rif quotes Rashi, and he thinks the Rif holds this way. Many Rishonim assume that you don't see Choshish from Miyot Tashmisho. You can do Hekshar based on Rav Tashmisho. So the question is whether or not this question is totally on Achakira. And potentially it is. Namely, if you assume that Hekshar is about getting rid of the Isser, so how you have to say, if Isser is there, you have to get rid of the Isser. Misvar, right? So if the Isser went in, even LDP Miyot Tashmisho, so you use it once, you know, a month, you use it with fire. So still, you have some Isser that's Balua, the Miyot Tashmisho, you have to be malavin it to get rid of that Isser. Whereas, if you assume that Hekshar Kalim is a Maila, so you might say, well, define the Kli as a Kli that's a Kli of Hagala, right? This understanding of the Ramban, that's a Maila, would explain the understanding of Miyot of relying on Rav Tashmisho. You know, for the sake of I guess intellectual honesty, the Rashba himself, who relies on Rav Tashmisho, thinks that really it's about getting rid of the Isser. He just says that since we always use the Kalim when there are we only are Machshir of the Kalim when there are Einam B'nei Yoman, right? That's the general issue that others have discussed, whether or not you should be Machshir Kalim or B'nei Yoman. And then you're showing him right, tells us and others that you should only do a Gala on a Kli's Einam B'nei Yoman to avoid, you know, any potential pitfalls in how that Agala works, unless there's Shishim in the water, etc. So the Rashba himself assumes that Agala is to get rid of the Isser, and he says, I'm willing to rely on Rav Tashmisho, because the Kli is always Eino Ben Yomo, and the Isser is really Midoraisa Pagum. But Misvar, I think this makes a lot of sense. There's actually an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. But a person who has a kli that's used on the fire, you have a spit, and you do hagal on the spit, so it doesn't work, right? A kli rov tashmisho of a spit is on the air. You do hagal on the spit. So can you use that spit in your soup? Let's say you want to use it as a spoon. So this is machlokas rishonim. Tosfos and Chulin Daf Ches discusses this issue. And Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, it's fine. Why is it fine? Because whatever came out on the hagala is it came out, and you know, when you put it into the soup, nothing more is going to come out. And the toast is right, said, so no, we're choshesh, that maybe the what's still left in there that didn't come out because you didn't do a limon is going to come out slowly, just like by Kli Cheres, you do a lot of Kli Cheres, it doesn't help, we're worried that the Isser is going to come out slowly at different times. So, what's the machlokas? You know, is it a machlokas to see it? Whether or not we're choshesh, the time's going to come out slowly? It could be. But it also might be a machlokas in lomdus, namely, Rabbi Tam says it's sufficient to do hagala on a spit if you're only planning on using it, you know, as a chamin. The idea would be kind of along the lines of the Ramban, that it's a maila. And if it's a maila, so the maila, you have to do a little more fine tuning here, but you basically could say that as a maila, the maila is for whatever type of usage you want to use it for. So if you want to use it for chamin, you have to do the maila of hagala. We don't care what the bliyos is. Even if the other shem are right, that really the bliyos might come out, we're not choshish for that, because it's a maila. The maila isn't defined based on what its usage was, but the maila is defined based on how you want to use it in the future. Yeah?
I'm sure it's not exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
He understands that it's completely about however bleos go in and kashrin is getting those bleos out. So literally, galon gets out whatever bleos is going to come out on the fire.
You say both agree that the Isser won't come out. But the other Rishonim are saying, even if it won't come out, Al Pidin, this is a Kli Shel Tfli, and therefore requires the Hechsher, the Heter, the Mila of Lumen. Yeah, here you're saying. You're saying exactly the opposite. Nice. I mean, I think in the Lashon, if I remember correctly, it sounds a little bit like their Choshesh, like a Klicheres, is going to come out slowly. But you're saying, I'll be Lamdas, you can say the exact opposite, and it's very glad. No, I like that. Shkaya. Nafmi number four. The Gemara tells us in Vodazar, Defayin Vomun Aleph, that there's a difference between Yisurabal and Aterabal. Very surprising halacha. The Gemara speaks about a Kli that was Balei Kachim. And the kachim can be eaten for 1 day, for 2 days, depending on the korban. And then it goes bad, it becomes noser. So the question is, do you have to do hagalah, do you have to do libun, you know, on your spit or your grill that you use to roast kachim meat? Rashi, you would have to. And yet, Rashi says, in the Gemara of Adazara, Ayinat Vavim and Aleph, that hagalah is sufficient. Why? Because it's a terabal. Why should we make a difference? A terabal, a surabal, when in Adai Ur? If the Ur causes a high level of liya, very deep liya, so l'chara you would require libun to makshir it. So the Ramban has an answer. The Ramban right there in Avodah Zarah writes that the Sheim Noser won't be chal on the small bliyas left after agala. You do agala, you got rid of most of the tam. There's a little bit of tam left that's only it can only come out alay ur, alay libun. So that little bit won't have a Sheim Noser be chal on it. Shabala ha'isr, says the Rabban, and I'm lohaya shmo olav, shalohaya nikra noser, it wasn't noser, it was still within the Zman Achila of the korban. La'achar shubalua v'uchal olav sheim, zit, the ein isr noser chal al balua ela b'mashu roi lalifa la de'agola. It'll only be chal on a big blia, something that would come out of de'agola. Shublia gadola, shiyeye bon ta nosin ta. V'shahigil afal pish. There's a small blia left that would only come out if you did libun. That blia won't become noser. That's the Rabban's understanding. For mitzvara, you could be told in the Sanach Hakira. Namely, you'd say that if Hekshar Kalin is coming to take Isser out, so then you have to do some explaining. You may be like the Rabban. But if you learn like the Rabban, again, also the Rabban also, but if you learn like the Rabban, according to their that it's all about a Mila, so you might say the Mila was said in the parasha of Yisur HaBala. That's what the Torah told us in Klamidian, Yisur HaBala, there's a Mila. By Kalim, there were Bolea had there, and then it became Usher later. Hechatesi, the Mila was never said, just like Tfilas Kalim wouldn't apply, so too, Hechsher Kalim, you know, wouldn't apply. You know, the truth is, it's not only by Nilkachim and Avichachim, because if you trade for your own Kli, you have to Hechsher. But maybe if it's not a trade, you don't have an Isser, you just have Kachim, right, then it wouldn't apply. Yes. You're saying that you're saying it's a hard answer because if I would tell you it doesn't apply at all, so that would be more glass. You're saying you still have to do it, you just have to do Hagala. Right, so this might be totally on how the issue we discussed before, whether Hagala is mentioned in the Pasuk. When the Pasuk says Tavir Ba'esh, is that referring to Livun only or also Hagala? So if you assume, you're making good hara, but I think you could answer that if you assume the pasuk was only talking about libun, so that's the xeris kasha of libun, right? Maybe the hagalah is necessary because that's more of a spara of kabbalah kachpolto, something like that. But you're making a very good hara. Let's write this down. Right, right. I'm just wondering if now potentially you could mechalik between blia that comes through chamin versus the blia comes through ur in this question itself, and maybe the libun there's the concept of a mila, whereas hagala that's you know no saint tam like the Rabban says here that's a blia gadola, so maybe there's spedinim here. Maybe the knee fracture kalim when it comes to big blios that come out of the hagala that's a svara if you get rid of the iser, but even if you hold tam lafkir let's say potentially, whereas the blia that's katana that only is nichnas like there, or you know something that was already you know after Agala, that was left, that was Nichlas HaYor, that would only be Mishum Maila. But that would be, I guess, the direction to fine tune this. Shkaya. Another Nafkamina. Is there Hakshar by Klei Avonim, Klei Galolim? So this is the Vilma Chokos between the Gaonim and Rishonim, the Bahagin, the Pesach, the Rif, the Mstachim, the Chetzon Bey, the Ram, the Chetzon Matzah, Hey, Chav Kimmel, and many Rishonim assume that Klei Avonim are just like Klei Matzah. But there are other opinions in the Rishonim. The Tur and Zimin Tuf, known Aleph quotes of Haigon, who says that it's like Klicheris, there's no Hakshar at all. And on the other side, the Tur quotes the Ri Misim Ponto, who says that there's no need to be Makshar. It's Mamish, you know, there's no Belief at all. So, coming on Chokos Matthias, you know, it's not Belief at all, says the Ri. And the Haigon says, no, it's Mamish, very porous, it's like Harris. And most of them say, no, it's like Matat. But it might also be, this is something Rabbi Benosh pointed out to me, this might also be connected to this Chakira, namely, if you assume, like the Ri Misim Ponto, that there's no need for Hakshar at all, you might say that it's not in the Parsha. Again, it's part of the Gzeiros class. So this is a bit more glatz, Daniel, right? Because here, it's totally mufka. It's not that you need something. You don't need it at all. It's not in the Parsha. And Rav Benosh wants to explain, based on that, Rashi in Pesachim Daf Lamed Beis, that speaks about the fact that a Kli Eitz, a Kli Matakas, doesn't need Hakshar. And he quotes a pasuk. He says, says, Ksiv Lecha Yishatef.
They do need
Hakshar, right? Meaning, the Hakshar works for them. The Rashi says, the Kli Eitz doesn't work. Eina Yosef, they don't feel the Olam. Thank you. But a Kli Eitz, Kli Matakas, Hakshar works. Kasav Lecha Yishatef, Taviru Ve'ej, Murak Vashutaf, Aval Kli Eitz, Yishaver. So the Rosh Hashanah on the spot says, understand, the pasuk Yishatef is referring to Tum HaVatara, not to Hechsher. V'tevas Yishatef nira li limcho, says the Rosh Hashanah. V'chein leitza b'rashi v'shtu yorif, ki Yishatef k'siv gabi Tuma v'parshat v'torah. Right? Afli zeh ein lanu kral eitz. How do we know Kli eitz has Hechsher? The Mahani bu'agala. He doesn't... So Rashi is kind of stuck. Rashi says something about a Kli Eitz being hechsherable, and he quotes a pasuk by Tuma. So Rashi says, well, pasuk, you know, can't be relevant. It's about Tuma. But then he's stuck with the halacha. How do we know that there's hechsher by Kli Eitz? So says Rabbi Ben Arsh, no. The parsha of Kli Midyan is a parsha of Tuma, right? That's the Vav Matzah that are Mekabel Tuma that are mentioned in the parsha there, and it's also a parsha of hechsher. So we see there's some type of correlation between Toma and Hechsher. So if the pasuk isn't in the parasha of Toma, it's also not in the parasha of Hechsher. So how does it work? It's since the Kli Eitz is Mekabel Toma, you know, not through the Kli Eitz, but regular Kli Eitz is Mekabel Toma. How does it work?
Yeah,
Kli Eitz is also Mekabel Toma.
No, Brennan had based on the Hechsher
based
on the Chalos.
It's not really based on the Kli Eitz going in.
Okay.
So we learn enough
that
Pasuk
by
the Vav Matzah,
but then
about Tfilah
there.
Right.
So
we're learning it out from whatever... Yeah, I'm more concerned because Kli Eitz is Kabbal Tumah, right?
Oh,
okay. So why is it relevant to quote a Rashi, why if Rashi quote a Pasuk by...
You don't have to learn everything of Tumah Tara, but you can learn some of it of Tumah Tara. The whole
basis
is being
learned up. But why some, yes, some, no? I have to ask him. He holds on to me quickly.
He
it makes sense to you?
He wasn't convinced of this Rashi. When I first asked him this Rashi, he said, you know, I mean, this was, he's like, it's the only thing I could possibly say for this Rashi.
Okay, I have to get back to this. I misunderstood what he was saying. Okay. But, the reason, I think, is can be understood this way. The reason there's no need for Hechsher Kalim by Klei Avonim is because it's not in the parasha.
He doesn't actually say it's not
aware. Right, he could be able to see but
conception.
It's possible to take it in this direction as well. Which one more nafkamina, the Rishonim discussed at length how Hagala works, because everybody's concerned with the fact that you do Hagala, the Tom comes out, goes back in. So how do you know it's not going to go back in? So Tosus was very bothered by this. Tosus of Razai and Vav Meralas, Yatul Mikan, and Chulin as well, Nafkuf, Kufchet. Tosus in a number of places discusses this problem. And therefore Tosus recommends only doing Hagala on a Kli Eitz Ein HaBen Yomah. Unless there's Shishim in the water. The Ramban, though, in Chulin, the Kufkas, and other places, says, no, we don't have to be worried about it. We're not worried that the Vlis are going to go back in. Water just makes things come out. It doesn't go back in. So this whole discussion in the Rishoni, which is a very big discussion, is assuming that there's Vlis that are coming out that we don't want to go back in. If you think the whole thing is a Maila, so the whole thing is not relevant. Now, the problem is that all the Rishonim get involved in this, including the Ramban. So if, back to square one again, in terms of this understanding that it's just a Maila. It's just a Maila. Who cares about the Bliyat? It's a Maila. It's a little bit hard to justify this, but I think Misfar, it certainly makes a lot of sense. And namely, if it's just a Maila, we don't have to be so concerned about the Bliyat going back in. There's a similar issue with the Hadacha. There's a minhag developed to wash the Kalim after you do Gala. And some said, oh, you have to wash them, because if you don't wash them, the Bliyat is going to go back in. Another Rishonim say, no, you don't really need to. So again, if you're not a Matzias person, so maybe it makes sense. You have to make sure that I don't go back in. If you look at this more as a Maila, because you have to Kasuv, so then there might not be a need for the washing at the end. Okay, so what we saw here in the first half was the basic question why we do Hagalah. We began with the Makor. Three different types of Hechsher, Libu and Hagalah and the Shivshuf. We discussed which ones are mentioned in the Pasuk. And then we discussed why we do Hagalah, why we do Hechsher. Is it a way of getting rid of the Isser, the Pashas, or is it some type of Maila, the Rabban's understanding, according to the Ra'ah? And we discussed various Nafkaminas. Is this counted in the mitzvahs? Is there a Bracha, or why isn't there a Bracha, Nitzkan, on Hechsher Kalim? The heter of Rosh Hashmisha can be explained this way. The heter of Hetera Bala, requiring only Hagalah, can be explained this way. The Shita in the Rishonim that Klei Avadim don't need Heksher at all. And lastly, the question of whether or not we have to be concerned the Bleas are going to go back in, and we have to make sure the Bleas Enam and Yomo, Yav Shishim, we do Hadach at the end, etc. I want to discuss briefly now the question of the relationship between Hagalah and Libur. The Sefer Hagalah's Kalim, Rav Tzvi Cohen, has a rikos on this issue. He has a very nice presentation of it. I just wanted to briefly some of the ideas. What is the difference in the way Hagalah works versus the way Libur works? So we're all familiar with the Ra'ah, Zedek Abayis, Dalit, page 74. That explains that the fundamental difference between the way Hagalah works and the way Libu works. Hagalah is maflit the Isser. The Isser comes out. Versus Libu, which is Soreif, the Isser. It says the Ra'av Hel Yodea, Zachzar Skipshonos Ena Heksher Kagalah, the Kli Matkos. Hasam Hum Lahaflit. Right? Hagalah is Lahaflit. It comes out. Masher Bala. Ava Libu and Rishu Mokom Ena Maflit. Libu is not Maflit. Right? It's called Isser Shabar Ela Kilui. It's Mechalit. It burns up the Isser. And the Farshim pointed out that the Lashon of Hagalah sounds like being polite. Rashi and Pesachim and Dalam Beis, Gilu Lashon make you polite. The Ramah Paskins in Hilchos Pesach, Tafnun Aleph, Discord and Gimel. Hagalah, Perusha, Haflot, Ami Lashon, Pesach and Eov, Ashoro, Avar, Velo, Yagil. So, Hagalah is Lashon of Plato. The Lashon Libun really has a connotation of cleanliness, being cleansed. Libun is like Lashon Lavan. That could be understood as, getting rid of the Isser through Pleita. It could also be understood as, just bring it up. You just clean it by destroying it. It's not clear if the Lashon Libun refers to Pleita or to destruction. But the Ra'ah says, and many follow the Ra'ah, and claim that there's a fundamental difference between these two types of Heksher. This is a Muskam, as Rav Cohen points out. The Orchos Chaim, Orchos Chametz Matzah, quotes 2 days how Hagalah works. Tam Hagalah, Yesh Omri Yusfisha Koach HaResicha Maflit, Kolma Debala, HaKli. V'yesh Omrim HaRoskin Hein Kimo Eish, Shesoref HaMayim Nechnasim Bekli V'lisrof HaLa'avid Kolma Shepalu B'savah. The hot water kind of burns, even though it's water, but it kind of destroys the Isser. And he actually makes a suggestion to be told of this on the first question we discussed. Namely, we want to know if the Pasuk Taviru Be'esh refers to Libun or to Hagalah. So, or to both. So he says that if, according to Rashi, according to Chazal, Taviru Be'esh refers to both Liwud and Hagala. So maybe Taviru Be'esh, right? When you do Hagala, it's like Taviru Be'esh. It destroys the Bliyos. It's like Liwud. Whereas if you assume that they're two separate sources, maybe they work differently. Maybe Taviru Be'esh, that's Liwud. And Hagala is learned from a separate source. So maybe if the claim that Cohen makes is that they're learned from the same source, maybe they have the same nature, which isn't Mukhrach, but it makes a lot of sense. And we have the other side as well. The Smak in Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches writes that Libun causes the Isser to be Niflat. Libun, right? Yeah, the Smak Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches. Ha-Polit kol davar v'nofal aretz. By through Libun, it's Polit kol davar. It's somehow, you know, it's expelled. It's not burnt up, but it's expelled. So I want to discuss enough for me this question. If we take the standard approach that Libun is destroying, Kiloi, Strefa, and Hagala is Pleita, it's causing the Isser to come out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like it's interesting because if you do Hagala, it's more intuitive. The town gets emitted into the water.
Okay.
In Libun, it's like
you don't see it.
It kind of goes into the air.
Right. You have to say that obviously you don't see it. The smack, you know, did Libun, and he didn't see pieces of bed. But I guess he would assume that it evaporated with the heat. Okay. So Nafkamina, the Ra'a himself puts Nafkamina there of Heksher v'miksas, meaning if you, let's say you have a kli that was used and part of it became treif, so do you have to do Hagala / Liban on the whole thing or on part of it? V'nafkalan mina, says the Ra'a, dilu shpud matechas kaimel necham miksas lacham kula v'nishar shpud isner miksas lacharik kula nesar. So you use a spit, you know, you put some chazer on one side of the spit, so the entire spit needs Heksher, needs Liban. It's not sufficient to do Liban to the end of the spit that the chazer was on. You have to Liban to the entire thing. The fish ain't a Liban mevachlit below ela mechale. Because mechale ad kedei also mixas lo dai lo bekach. She have only shamish by heter yiflat israel day also mixas. She lo hochshar. She echam yisas lacham kulo. Ladailo el libun kulo. Aval bakter shomatakashin shamesh ba iser miksasa. So by libun you require lab and everything. But by a pot, you use the iser, you know, vichamin at the bottom of the pot. Dailo heksher agala, adke they also mix us to agala the heksher platehu. Chabolo kach polto. You only have to be magi all the part says there that was in contact with iser. So, as the Rav points out, this is a clear nafkamina to this question, that because Libun is destroying it, so you can only destroy where you are. Again, it's not Mukhach, but that's what he says. You're sorry, you have to get the fire in every nook and cranny of the clay to burn up the Isser. Where Hagala speaks about, or works by being Shoev the Isser. So since we have a concept of Chamisas Chamkulo, so the plata that comes out of one side of the clay is going to work for all the iser in the clay. That's what the Ra'a claims. Second afkamina, Kabbalah Kachpalta. The Ra'a himself mentioned this lashon. This is a Gemara in Sakhat Aflam Veiz, Kabbalah Kachpalta. So that Gemara is referring to Hagala, that if you had iser that was nivel of the clay, Rishon, ni clay Rishon, clay Shein, ni clay Shein. You could do Hagala on a lower level heat, provided that was the heat in which the iser was nivla. What about Libun? Can you do, let's say you had something on a spit, but the fire was very low. So can you do Libun with a low fire, or do you require the Libun Gomor has to be as hot as it's necessary, you know, for Libun Gomor, the Gomor speaks of Nitzotzos, we don't have that today, but it's really very, very hot. So this is the Machlokas of Poskim. Some Poskim are Megal, but many Poskim are Machlokas, they say no. Kabbalah Kachpalta, that works for Hagala. That's what the Gemara speaks about. Because there, the Isser comes out. However it goes in, it comes out. But Libun, it destroys the Isser. To destroy the Isser, you need Chom of Srefa. You need Chom that's sufficient to be Mechale and so with the Isser. Therefore, even if the Isser only went in at a low level heat, you still require a high level heat of Libun Gomor to be Machshir the Kli. Third Nafkamina. Can you be Machshir the Kli that's Ben Yom? I mentioned before, Tosfos has this problem. He's very concerned of doing Heksher and Akleas Ben Yomo. Where is the Isser going to come out? It's going to go back in. Whole discussion in the Rishonim. Of course, if you assume that Livon works by destroying the Isser, it doesn't make a difference if Ben Yomo or not Ben Yomo, because it's destroying it. So, whereas some Rishonim are concerned about Hagalah Ben Yomo, they advise not doing Hagalah Ben Yomo, unless there's Shishim in the water, Livon Yomo is a non-issue. Livon Ben Yomo, again, if we assume that Livon works based on destroying the Pleos, so Livon Ben Yomo would work. Fourth Avkamin. Hakshar with a kli that has some rust on it. So there's a sifri zuta, that speaks about the need to make sure the kli is clean from rust. Es hazahav, you have to be mavir the chaluda, you have to get rid of the rust. And the poskim, the shonim, and the chronim explain that we're worried that some of the isser ben is stuck under the rust and it's not going to, the hagala won't work for it. The Taz in Siman Tavtun Aleph Vav writes, "Vatam Shema Yesh Ba'oso Makom Mamish Min HaChametz, V'Chaluda Mechaseihu." The rust is covering it. "Lozeh L'Mehani Hagala Ki Ein Hagala L'Mashu Ben." There's no Hagala for Ochlin. Hagala only works for Livon. But when it comes to Livon, if we assume Livon works based on, you know, burning it up, so even if there's a crumb behind the little, you know, piece of rust, it'll be destroyed. The chom of Liman Gomor is so strong that it would destroy the Bleos. Kol Shekhen, it would destroy any Ben that's hiding behind the rest.
Why is it
because it's on the outside, it's not inside the Kli. It's strong enough to go inside the Kli.
Okay.
I hear your side. You're saying maybe Bleos are smaller, it's easier to. But I think that's the issue. So we saw here in the second half of the Chabura was the question of the relationship between Libun and Hagala. And we mentioned the primary understanding is that Libun works by destroying the Bleos, whereas Hagala works by pulling out the Bleos. Although this issue is debated in the Rishonim, on both sides, that seems to be the main understanding. And we discussed Sinaf Kaminas, Hakshar Amiksas, the Ra'a says Hakshar Amiksas only works for Hagala, not for Libun. Kibolach Kachpolto, according to some, only works by Hagala, not by Libun. The problem of Makshar Kli Ben Yomo is only a problem by Hagala, not by Libun. And lastly, the question of being concerned about a chaluta of rust might only be a problem when it comes to Hagala, where you're trying to draw out the Bleos versus Libun, where you're destroying them. You can destroy the Bleos and you can destroy even the Ben that's on the Kli through the heat of Libun Gamos.